up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule, American history and practical math. You study them hard and hoping to pass.
That means it's time for a school update here on KCSI KOAK Radio. Tune in each weekday morning at 6:15 a.m. as we visit with schools from throughout the Country Sunshine listening area.
Back in the classroom, open your books.
And we're going to have the opportunity to visit with the principal of the Stanton Community School District, Katie Elwood. Ms. Elwood, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you, Aaron?
I'm wonderful.
Good.
How are you this morning?
Doing pretty good.
It's Friday.
It is Friday, and the weather's been pretty nice, so
yeah.
We can't complain, right?
It's going to be a beautiful weekend.
Uh-huh.
Basketball tonight, Olympics,
yep.
Big game, Super Bowl on Sunday. I mean, what more can we hope for?
I don't know. It's a pretty good weekend.
I mean, I think it's shaping up to be pretty good. It's going to be 65 on Monday. You don't have class on Monday.
No, we don't.
Oh, gosh. 65 degrees. I don't know what. I mean, do something fun outside for 65 degrees. So.
Yeah, that'll be nice.
How's the school year going?
It's going really good.
We're in the first part of February here. What's even going on in the classroom? We're not like close to a quarter. We're not like looking at what are we doing?
Well, we're at midterm of the third quarter today, so
okay.
We'll have midterms, and then we've just wrapped up our fast testing for our kindergarten through eighth grade students, and then we're looking ahead. March is going to bring Iowa statewide assessments, so that's just a month away, and starting to do some of the practice tests and getting students prepared for those.
Is that a big moment of... a lot of preparation, a lot of hype around that?
There's a lot of preparation for it and just want students to do their very best. So that's all we can ask. And
okay.
But yeah, there's some new things this year. And
What's new?
There's some adaptive testing that's coming into play now where the questions will kind of adjust as the students answer. And then, yeah, we just...
Okay. Explain that a little bit to me. Adaptive testing.
Mm-hmm.
So based on what I answered, adjust the test?
It'll adjust, your next, as you go. Yeah, your next questions. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Make them easier or harder or what? Or just topic areas or how does that work?
Based on how you've responded to previous questions, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Within grade level. So,
oh,
yeah.
Gosh.
Yep. So we have that coming up. We've got practice tests that the students will be taking, and the elementary test will be March 10th to the 13th, and the middle school, high school will test the next week, March 17th to the 20th. So
that'll be here pretty soon.
Yeah, it's coming up. Okay. So like I said, there's a lot going on both academically and activity wise for our students. So
there was no adaptive testing with the bubble sheet.
No.
I mean, it was just the bubble.
Yep.
You filled out the bubble and that was it. Okay, let's talk, Katie. What's going on from your update, what do you want people to be aware of?
Like I said, today is the midterm grade check, and then we have some current job openings that have been posted. We've got a paraeducator position, a special education and elementary teacher position, another elementary teacher position, K-12 PE teacher, van route driver, a bus route driver for the 26-27 school year, and always looking for substitute teachers, paraeducators, kitchen staff, and bus drivers. If you want to apply for any of the positions, you can contact myself at kelwood@stantonschools.com or apply online at Teach Iowa, and that website is iowa.schoolspring.com.
Okay. Teammates, are we looking for information there or additional mentors, or what are we doing there?
Yeah, we continue to just let everybody know that we, Teammates Mentoring of Stanton, is always looking for additional mentors, and if you'd like to apply, there's an application at teammates.org. You can also, if you have any questions, you can reach out to Mrs. McDonald or myself, and we'd be happy to help answer those. We're wrapping up a fundraiser right now too. We've got a few bags of popcorn that we have left to sell through Almost Famous Popcorn, so there's some different flavors of that we'll have available at the basketball game tonight. So if you're interested, stop by and go
all
from there.
State large group speech contest. I think speech is a great thing.
Yes,
it really is a good thing. So tell me about that.
We have some students that will be competing tomorrow at West Des Moines Valley High School at the state large group speech contest, and students from across the state will compete in a variety of performance categories, including radio broadcasting.
Oh.
Spectators are reminded to arrive at their assigned center anywhere from 30 to 45 minutes before scheduled performance time. The school code is 727, and we will compete in two radio broadcasting events. At noon, WAI-FM will perform in Center 9, room 1311, and that's Nolan, Cooper, Jaden, Kennedy, Tristan, Corinne, and Adriana. And later in the day, WGRV will take the stage at 140 in Center 17, room 1317, with performances by Addie, Addison, Piper, Cooper, Lauren, and Quinn. The contest highlights teamwork, communication skills, and creativity as students showcase their talents before judges and audiences in a competitive professional setting. We wish them the best of luck.
You betcha. That's a great thing. I think speech really is a very productive thing. National Honor Society is another cool thing, too, I get excited about. Tell me about that.
Yeah, we want to congratulate. We had four new inductees to our National Honor Society, and that ceremony was January 28th. We want to congratulate Elizabeth Moranville, Corinne Hoff, Jasmine Osher, and Josie Strange on being inducted into NHS.
All right. I think I've had the opportunity to visit with most of those young ladies.
Yes, you probably have.
I'm pretty sure that I have, as a matter of fact. Yep. So, very cool. Congratulations. I think that's a real honor. The winter music in Stanton, what are we talking about here?
The Stanton High School vocal music students attended the Morningside Vocal Festival at Morningside College January 11th and 12th. Elizabeth Moranville, Janae Schwery, Chloe Newsom, Kennedy Stites, Maria Neal, Gabby Greben, Brett Hart, Nick Herrick, Jaden Snow, and Rylan Greben all sang in the combined choir with students from Nebraska, Iowa, South Dakota, and Minnesota. They performed a choral work by Kyle Pedersen entitled A Vision Unfolding. High school band students, the following students are attending the Graceland University Honor Band this weekend in Lamoni. It's Olivia McQueen, Dylan McCollum, and Janae Schwery. They're performing along with other area students in a concert on Saturday evening. So that's tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. And then there's also a field trip opportunity coming up. Students can go see The Music Man at the Lead Center in Lincoln. They can sign up to go see this professional production of a classic musical by Iowa composer Meredith Wilson. You can sign up in the music room for high school and junior high students and any parents that might want to go. Ticket prices are $40 for students and $63 for adults. The date is Saturday, March 8th, and we'll leave the school at 11:45 a.m. It's a 2 o'clock p.m. matinee, and Mr. Lance said it's just a great opportunity to go see a professional production like that. So if you have any questions, you can reach out to him if you're interested in going.
Contact Mr. Lance on that. Yeah. So with the high school band students on their performance tomorrow at in the afternoon, I'm not sure what time that is. Is that open to the public?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, if you want to go listen in, you can do so.
Okay. Very cool. Katie Elwood with me this morning from the Stanton Community School District. All right, Ms. Elwood, let's talk about Students of the Week.
Yep. We want to congratulate our two Students of the Week, Abel Williams and Addison Jones. So congratulations to both of them.
You betcha. Then yearbooks. Ms. Carpenter would want us to talk about your yearbooks.
Yes, she would. Yearbooks are on sale for $65. If you're looking for a discount, stay tuned. A contest is coming up, and it will be just ducky. Don't forget, if you have any photos to send to the yearbook for the yearbook plus digital experience, you can scan the QR code that's in Mrs. Carpenter's room and send them in. All who purchase a yearbook will get the digital photos for the experience of a lifetime. So that's something, you know, additional that we didn't have in our time, right?
We did not. So. That is for sure. I've told that story. My mom has all my year K through 12.
That's good.
Yeah.
Something you can
Did you sign yearbooks back in the day?
We signed senior pictures, but I don't think we signed yearbooks.
So everyone, we take the yearbook and then you go around at the end and write stuff in the yearbook. So that was a big deal.
Yep. Left a message for each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So some of those people I haven't seen since high school. Many of those people I haven't seen since I graduated. So it's a kind of a cool thing.
You haven't had a class reunion to go back
We had a couple, but I just, you know, most of them I haven't seen, as a matter of fact. So okay. Poetry Tea Time. Tell me about that.
Poetry Tea Time discussed T.S. Eliot and Leonard Cohen, as well as listened to personally written poems this week. And Mrs. Carpenter just wants to remind everyone that that is Tuesday at 3:45 in her room. You can come and share something that you have written or just listen in and discuss.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can I talk about one thing from Nurse Stacy's desk?
Yes.
I'm going to abbreviate this and talks about the negative effects of excessive screen time.
Yes.
put the device down. As I'm sitting here looking at two devices, put the device down.
Yep.
I think it's a good thing to limit that.
Yes, and she has some good points in here in terms of how that can negatively impact development and the importance of, you know, like you said, setting those down and having the active play, real world interaction, and those types of things. So
go play basketball or do something.
Yeah.
Run around the yard. I don't know what. It's going to be nice this weekend. Get out, put the screens down. Yes. And go have some fun.
Yes.
Okay, what else do we need to be aware of, Ms. Selwood?
We have some upcoming events. Tonight, the girls' basketball team will have a JV game at 4:45 at home against Griswold, and that will be followed by our varsity teams. At 6 o'clock, the girls will play, followed by the boys against Griswold. And again, that's at home tonight.
State Large Group speech is tomorrow?
Yes, tomorrow at West Des Moines Valley, State Large Group speech. Monday, we have a junior high girls basketball game at Fremont Mills, and then we'll also have JV girls starting at 4 o'clock at Fremont Mills, followed by JV boys, and then our varsity teams, again, girls, followed by boys, and that starts at 6 o'clock, and all those games are at Fremont Mills. That rounds out regular season conference play, and then Thursday, February 12th, our girls, those brackets came out yesterday, they will play at CAM. And then Friday, February 13th, is the start of boys' district play. Those have not been released yet.
Right, right.
So waiting to hear that.
Yep.
But, yeah.
Postseason is kind of fun.
It is.
Bittersweet for some people. Some people look forward to it. Some don't. But it's an exciting time.
It is.
You know, you kind of work all year to get to postseason.
Yep, yep.
And then your season's over. But that's how it goes. So
yeah.
You like postseason?
I do. It's an exciting time of year. You've got, you know, not just you're talking about the Olympics, but then you're going to have March Madness coming up and postseason for high school and lots going on.
So talk to me, what women's basketball team do you follow? College. Of course, the Huskers.
Yes.
Given, because you played. We still don't have the video of that, but I'm sure it's out there.
Yeah, I kind of follow quite a bit. Follow? But definitely Nebraska. So,
yeah, of course.
Yep.
You ever go watch a game?
Yes. Yeah, we've been to a couple this year.
Yeah.
So, yeah. When we can get there. We're not going other directions. So
yeah, it gets pretty busy. So, all right. What else do we need to touch on, Ms. Ellen?
Do want to make sure and note that it's school counselor week. And just want to say thank you to Mrs. McDonald and all she does as our school counselor.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Very cool. They do a lot.
They do.
That's a big, when you say counselor, that's a big, big, broad subject area.
Yes.
That covers a lot of things.
Yes, she does a lot of things for student support, and we appreciate everything she does. So, yeah.
Okay, what else do we need to touch on?
I think that's it for this morning.
All right, what's the rest of your day? What's when you get to your desk today, what's the number one thing on your desk?
Oh, boy. You're putting me on the spot.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
We've got a couple meetings today, but otherwise, I think just getting into, you know, into our normal routine and getting the day started. So it's not anything too busy today.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
How's the 3-day week, the 4-day week going?
It's going good. Yeah.
You kind of really into that, you know, everyone's enjoying it.
I think everybody's in the groove. Yep. Yep. So far. Yeah.
All right. Cool. Well, thanks for stopping by.
Yes. Thanks, Aaron.
Pleasure to visit with you. Katie Elwood with me this morning from the Stanton Community School District.
Up in the morning and out to school.